Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Nayan Gonzalez Norvin, among the protagonists of Michel Franco's new film In Competition, Nuevo Orden, New Order. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So we were saying before I started the interview that the film is a difficult and bitter experience for the audience because it's a dystopian future, but maybe not so much.
But maybe not so far away, huh?
No.
Yeah, I think the film wants to be a sort of warning, even if Michel never intends for cinema to serve any political or social purpose, but for it to simply serve the art itself. I think, notwithstanding, the film is a bit of a warning as to what could happen if we don't start caring more about each other as a society, you know, and trying to mend certain inequalities and injustices that I think pervade not only in Mexico, but also in the entire world.
There's a saying in Latin that says, "Mors tua vita mea," is like, "Your death, my life." And I kept thinking about that because, you know, in the film there are no good people, there are no bad people, like, nobody's safe. I mean, in
nobody
terms of
wins.
Souls, no, nobody wins.
Nobody wins, that's for sure. And I think that he also, he was intent on portraying every character as badly as he could. He didn't want any of us to be painted under a good light. And even when, you know, I tell him, but my character's not that bad, you know, she tries to help, he's like, yeah, but she's naive, it's even worse, it's dangerous.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, and so in that sense, really, I think that he's just showing us what is the hardest for us to see individually and as a society. He just touches on, as he said earlier today, on an open wound, you know, just by talking about these things. Yeah.
I like what you said in the press conference. You said we worked as we were pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I think especially in this film, which I think visually, at least the way I lived it, because I haven't seen it, is very sinuous and it's very orchestrated. It really is an orchestrative work in the sense that everyone comes together in the same 10 minutes of a shot and everything has to be exactly in the right place. You have to talk when you reach the certain spot, right? And the camera is behind you, and then when you feel it turn, you have to say another line. And so it was very minutious in that way, and you really feel like you're just a player in an orchestra.
What was the feeling when you read the script, and what's the feeling now that you know what you're starting to understand what the feeling, what the film is communicating to people?
It's hard to say without having seen it yet, but it's...
Wow, that's...
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing for me. It's the reason why I wanted to do the film is because from the moment I read the script, it took me. I think it really just sweeps you off your feet, and not in the fanciful romantic Cinderella way, in the, you know, the worst could happen way. And I think that's why I like Michel's, like, he really dares. He dares in what he decides to tell and how he tells it. And his collaboration with Yves Cap, the cinematographer, lends itself to really innovative, to what I think is going to be a really innovative film. I'm not sure, but again, it felt like that when we were filming. Yeah.
So what are you expecting for tonight's premiere?
Absolutely nothing. I'm expecting... I mean, as far as I can tell, most of the people who have seen the film are quite shocked. I'm guessing there will be more of that. In terms of the festival, it's just such a pleasure to be here, you know, and
finally, you know.
Finally. It's a real luxury as well, given, you know, global circumstances. So I'm just looking forward to sharing the film, to seeing it, to understanding it in a new way, and sharing it with such an eclectic audience.
And let's hope it stays a warning.
And let's hope it stays a warning and not a premonition.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nayan Gonzalez Norvind, protagonist of The New Order, Nuevo Orden by Michel Franco, screening at the 77th Venice International Film Festival in competition. Good luck.
Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.